Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 22. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Ciao Mark, molto bene, grazie. Ma tu piuttosto come stai?
Adesso tutto bene. Sono stato un po' ammalato, ma adesso molto meglio.
Lo so, mi dispiace, poverino, ma sono contenta che tu stia meglio.
Ah, lovely subjunctive there. Sono contenta, or Mike is contento, but you said sono contenta che tu stia meglio.
Sì.
So using stare and using the nice subjunctive form of stare. Now, I have to say that my illness was not subjunctivitis. I didn't catch subjunctivitis after lesson 30,
per 21.
But yeah, that's what we were talking about in lesson 21. And now we're going to take that further and talk a little more about the subjunctive today.
Sì.
Any particular aspect?
We are going to focus on the present tense of the subjunctive in this episode, Mark.
Okay, we need to remember the subjunctive is a mood, it's not a tense. And therefore, as a mood, it has different tenses within it. And therefore, today we're going to look at the present subjunctive. Allora, bando alle ciance.
Sì, Mark, come sempre, diamo inizio alle danze.
Okay, Francesca, can you explain a little about how we form the present subjunctive?
Okay, the present subjunctive, like the tenses we have seen in the indicative, has regular endings, which we can learn and then apply to most of the verbs we are using in the present subjunctive. There are also some irregular verbs, as always, in Italian, but we will see them later on in the episode. For the moment, I would say we can focus on the regular endings to form the present subjunctive.
Okay, and I think one of the other things that's important to say is that we'll recognize lots of patterns. There are some patterns that we're already familiar with, but we'll also see other patterns as we become more familiar with these verbs.
Sì, esatto, Mark. And the good thing about the present subjunctive is that there is only one ending for the three singular forms. So for io, tu, lui and lei, we only have to learn one ending which works for the three of them.
Great news to begin with. Excellent. Okay, let's take an are verb to begin with, a regular are verb like parlare, or our old faithful parlare, to speak.
Sì. Okay, so the regular ending for are verbs in the present subjunctive is e, or the English I.
Okay, so if we take parlare, then that form would be parli. So you're saying that we use that same word for the io, tu, and lui, lei forms.
Sì, esatto, Mark. And we don't have to get confused with the present indicative when we say tu parli. That's a matter of fact. For example, Mark, tu parli bene l'italiano.
Forse.
Sì, sì.
Okay, so tu parli bene l'italiano. You speak good Italian, you speak Italian well. But if we were to introduce one of our subjunctive triggers, like penso che, I think that, could I say then penso che parli bene l'italiano?
Sì, and that could also mean I think that you speak Italian well, or I think that he, she speaks Italian well.
So because we've got the same word parli used for you, he, she, it, and also I, this is a really good example of a time that it is useful to use those subject pronouns. So I would say if I think that he speaks Italian well, I would say penso che lui parli bene l'italiano.
Esatto, sì. Obviously the situation, the context can always help. If you're pointing at someone, it's clear that you're referring to a third person. But for the avoidance of doubt, it's okay to include the subject pronouns.
Okay. So what about if I were asking you, Francesca, do you think I speak Italian well?
Ah, that's a good question. So, pensi che io parli, again, we're using the same ending, pensi che io parli l'italiano bene?
So, it feels a little odd to say io parli, because we're so used to saying tu parli, but it is right, and it is this idea that there's doubt involved, or you're asking an opinion in this case, pensi che, do you think that io parli, subjunctive, l'italiano? Okay.
Perfetto.
Okay, so much for the singular forms. What about the plural forms, the noi, the voi, and the loro forms?
Okay, another good news, because the noi form uses the same ending as the present indicative. So, noi parliamo.
Okay, tutto bene. What about the voi form?
For the voi form, we need to make a slight change again if we are comparing the present indicative to the present subjunctive. So the present indicative for you all speak is voi parlate. The subjunctive has to add the y sound, so parliate.
Right, and that is just an I, the letter I in there, sì. Parliate.
Parliate, penso che voi parliate bene l'italiano.
And it's similar to the y sound of the parliamo, but it's just, in this case, parliate, it ends with the T-E.
Sì, esatto.
And what about the they form?
The they form uses the ending ino, ino.
Ino,
so penso
okay.
che loro parlino.
Right.
Bene l'italiano.
So I think that they speak good Italian, or they speak Italian well.
Yes, and we need to watch the accent there, because we don't want to emphasize the ending, ino. Probably the temptation is to say it wrongly, parlino, but it's actually the emphasis on the stem, parlino.
Exactly the same way as it would be with parlano.
Sì, esatto, la stessa logica.
Okay, so that is straightforward enough. And there's perhaps just one other thing that we need to remember about are verbs. And that's those ones which end in care or gare. Because as soon as you're introducing eyes that we're seeing here with parliamo, parliate, parlino, those eyes can cause us some problems with C's and G's.
Sì, esatto. Because, like, probably it's easier if our listeners visualize the endings for the are verbs in the present subjunctive. But the endings, they all begin with the letter I or the Italian E. So if we use a verb with the stem ending in C or G, there is a clash in sounds. And we need to add the famous H or H in order to keep the hard K or G sound throughout the conjugation.
Let's go through a full conjugation then of, I don't know, let's say dimenticare.
So for the three person singular, dimentichi, 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 it's exactly the same. Then for the plural, dimentichiamo, dimentichiate, dimentichino.
That last one is tricky. Let's hear it one more time.
Dimentichino.
So we've got the stress on dimentichino.
Sì.
It sounds a little bit odd, but it's correct. So I think that they forget. Penso che loro dimentichino.
Sì, bravissimo. Perfetto. And something useful that our listeners can do when practicing these verbs, when repeating aloud, is maybe learning them adding che before. Because as we mentioned in the previous episode, one of the most common triggers for the subjunctive is che. So we can also learn these verbs by saying che parli, che parli, che parli, che parliamo, che parliate, che parlino, or che io parli, che tu parli, che lui parli. So in a way that it becomes more automatic.
Okay, now that I'm guessing is the way you learned them when you were at school.
Yes.
So using that K will help you not only remember that these are subjunctives and remember that you may have to make these special changes, but also you'll be more authentic in your Italian learning, because that's how Francesca learned them when she was at school.
Maybe things have changed now. I don't know. I should ask my younger cousins.
Okay, so that is an are verb. Let's look at an ere verb, perhaps prendere.
Prendere, perfetto. So the ending for the three singular forms is a, or English a.
Mm-hmm. So that's something, again, we've come across this, as we mentioned last time, we've come across it in our formal commands. So if I tell you formally and using the lei form, take this, prenda questo.
Bravissimo.
So che io prenda, che tu prenda, che lui prenda.
Perfetto, Mark. Ottimo. Hai subito applicato la regola.
And then what happens with our plural forms?
So for the plural, for the noi form, again, we use the same ending as the indicative, which is also the same that we have used for parlare. So prendiamo, it's identical. For the voi form, we have again this iate ending, so prendiate. And it's slightly different for the loro form. We have prendano. So we had ino before for are verbs. We have a slightly different ending for ere verbs, prendano.
But as I said, this is really another example of a pattern, because with the are verbs, the singular forms end in the letter I. And then in the third person plural, we've got an I in there as well. Ami, amino. And here, in the ere verbs, the singular forms end in e, so prenda. And then the third person plural form also has that e in it, so prendano.
Perfetto, perfetto, Mark.
And we've got yet more good subjunctive news, because the ire forms, like for an ire verb, they follow the same pattern.
Yes, we are using exactly the same endings as the ere conjugation. So ere and ire verbs in the present subjunctive follow exactly the same pattern.
So let's go through that. Let's take seguire.
Seguire, okay. So che io segua, che tu segua, che lui o lei segua, che noi seguiamo, che voi seguiate, maybe it's a bit tricky to pronounce, che voi seguiate, and the loro form, che loro seguano. So again, we want to emphasize the stem when it comes to loro, che loro seguano.
Okay, so segua, 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 seguiamo, seguiate, seguano. Perfetto.
Bravissimo.
What about those ones in the ire forms that have the ISC, you know, like finire?
Ah, bravo, Mark. That's a good point. I had forgotten about them. So the famous isc verbs, they also require the isc when conjugated in the present subjunctive, only for the singular forms and the loro form.
Okay, so let's just run through the full conjugation of finire in the present subjunctive so that our listeners are familiar with this.
Okay, so finire is one of those ire verbs which require the addition of isc. So che io finisca, che tu finisca, che lui o lei finisca. Then noi e voi, no isc. So che noi finiamo, che voi finiate. And back with isc for the loro form, che loro finiscano.
Okay, Francesca. For these verbs, we've seen that there are patterns, and that we've seen that these first three verbs in the singular, the first three forms in the singular, remain the same. Then we've got an iamo, a iate, and either an ino or an ano ending.
Sì.
And one of the good things about this is that we can apply that same pattern to irregular verbs, but the thing about the irregular verbs is that the stem is going to change in some way.
Sì, sì, esatto. And I'm sure our listeners can already expect which verbs are going to be irregular also in the subjunctive.
So what I suggest we do is take a couple of verbs, some common verbs, and go through the whole conjugation. But then we'll just introduce the stem for some other verbs so that we're not spending ages on this, because I think, again, it's all based on patterns.
Okay, perfetto. Ottima idea.
Let's take essere then.
Okay, essere is irregular as always, and the subjunctive form is sia.
Sia. Okay, so this is something that we've come across before. We pensoke tu sia something or other. We've seen this many times.
See, it's one of those forms that really have to become automatic in your mind. Pensoke sia has to become second nature, really. You don't even have to think about that.
Exactly. So we can apply these endings and we will get then che io sia, che tu sia, che lui o lei sia. Che noi siamo, che voi siate, che loro siano.
Perfetto, bravissimo, Mark. È semplice, vero?
È veramente semplice, perché abbiamo fatto la stessa cosa. We've just done exactly the same as we did with our regular verbs, adding those endings to our stem. Let's do the same with avere.
Avere, okay. So the subjunctive form is abbia, with a double B, abbia.
Again, something we've seen before, so... Francesca, do you want to take the conjugation of this one?
Sì, che io abbia, che tu abbia, che lui, lei abbia, che noi abbiamo, che voi abbiate, che loro abbiano. And watch the emphasis there, abbiano.
Perfetto, okay. Let's take a couple more and we'll go through the full conjugation. Let's take fare.
Okay, fare. So I can tell you that the irregular form is faccia.
Okay, so what we're going to do now...
Try?
Well, I think our listeners are going to try this. So okay. let's go with the io. Che io...
Faccia.
Che tu...
Faccia.
Che lui o lei...
Faccia.
Che noi...
Facciamo.
Che voi...
Facciate.
Anche loro.
Facciano.
Perfetto.
Facciano.
Yeah. So, really well done. We hope that you got that all correct. I'm sure you did. I don't want to go through all of the verbs in this way, but let's do one more with a full conjugation. And I think we'll do andare because that really is a very common verb. And it's also something that we've heard again in our polite or formal command forms.
See, because this is also, as we know, the formal imperative. So when we give instructions for directions, we say vada dritto. And this is kind of borrowed from the subjunctive.
Okay, so we've got che io
vada,
che tu
vada,
che lui o lei
vada.
Okay, now what happens with the noi form here? Because something slightly different happens.
Yes, we go back to the regular form. So che noi andiamo.
And then che voi
andiate.
And following our pattern, we'll go back to the vad forms here and go to che loro
vadano.
Okay, is there a way, Francesca, that we know whether a verb is going to kind of go back to its normal forms for the noi and the voi versions?
Because usually andare follows this pattern also in the indicative. If you remember, we say vado, vai, va, andiamo, andate, vanno. Mm-hmm. So it follows the same pattern that it would follow in the indicative form.
So the same would happen with a verb, for example, like uscire.
Uscire, bravissimo. If we think of the indicative for a moment, so forget the subjunctive, the indicative would be esco, esci, esce, and then back to regular, usciamo, uscite, and irregular again, escono. So we follow the same pattern for the subjunctive.
So we would have esca, 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 usciamo, usciate, escano.
Perfetto, sì, bravissimo, Mark.
Okay, we're not going to go through all of these verbs, these irregular verbs in their subjunctive forms. There is a list of some of the most common ones in the lesson notes for this episode, but we will also be experiencing them as we look at more examples. So anytime we come across an irregular one, we'll mention that specifically. Francesca, when do we use these present subjunctives?
Yes, that's a good question, comment, Mark, because probably our listeners have already kind of guessed why we have a present subjunctive, but I think it's good to make it really clear and explicit, because we will also see other tenses in the next few episodes. So the main thing to take into account is what I would call the temporal relationship, in a way, between the main clause and the subordinate clause, which is where normally the subjunctive is. So I know it
sounds
a
little complicated, doesn't it? I think maybe some examples will help. When we've got the main clause and the subordinate clause, the main clause, if that's in the present, then the subordinate clause is going to feature a subjunctive also in the present. For example, I think that Susanna is 12 years old.
Okay, so here it's clear that the action of thinking and the action or the fact of being 12, they both happen in the present. They're both happening now. So I'm thinking about something that it's real now in the present. And that's why we're using the present subjunctive. So in this case, penso che Susanna abbia 12 anni.
So abbia, of course, we're looking at avere there, because when we're talking about age in Italian, we always use to have so many years. So penso che Susanna abbia 12 anni. Okay, what about, for example, it seems that it's raining outside.
Okay, so sembra che, it's one of our triggers, sembra che fuori piova. We could also say stia piovendo to convey the idea of an action in process, but also piova, sembra che fuori piova.
So we've got piova, the normal subjunctive of piovere, or the alternative would be using stare and the gerund form. So we would normally say sta piovendo, it is raining, but the subjunctive form of stare is stia. So sembra che fuori stia piovendo.
Perfetto.
It seems that it's raining outside.
Molto bene.
Now, sometimes there is a little bit of a tricky thing, because sometimes in English we use a sort of future idea for the second part, even though it really is in Italian a present and a present. I'm thinking of an example, like, for example, do you hope that La Fiorentina will win?
Aha, sì, La Fiorentina, okay, che bella squadra, mi piace. Yes, we can say speri che vinca La Fiorentina, and because in Italian, as it is the case with the indicative, we can use the present tense with an idea of a future as well, if placed in the right context. We could also use the future, speri che vincerà la Fiorentina. That's also okay, and we are okay to use the indicative of the of the future tense there.
In fact, there is not a future subjunctive in modern day Italian.
No, maybe someone wants to invent it.
I think we've got enough tenses with the ones we already have. I don't think we need a future subjunctive right now. Thank you very much. Now, let's look at one other example. And I think this one is really interesting, because it's an example where we need to start to think a little bit in italglese. We have to combine English and Italian a bit, because English works differently to Italian in this context. Okay. If the sentence were, the teacher wants the children to listen to her attentively or carefully.
Okay.
In English, we're using the teacher wants, present tense, the children to listen to her. So to listen, we've got an infinitive in there. But in Italian, that doesn't work.
No, we need to change the structure of the sentence. So every time you see, you have vuole as a trigger of the subjunctive, you have to remember to change the structure. And as you said, Mark, what we want to say in italianglese is the teacher wants that the children listen, and this listen has to be in the subjunctive, triggered by the verb volere, attentively. So we can try and put it in good Italian.
Okay.
So la maestra.
Okay, la maestra, the teacher, vuole che, She wants that. I bambini, the children.
Sì.
Then listen to her. La ascoltino.
Bravissimo.
Attentamente. Attentively.
Perfetto.
Okay.
Sì.
So literally we're saying the teacher wants that the children, her, they listen attentively.
Sì, sì, sì. Una struttura un po' diversa da quella inglese.
And of course we've got a nice direct object pronoun. And it's a tricky one because that ascoltare qualcuno, we listen someone in Italian, is a direct construction, even though in English we say listen to someone. And that kind of might make you think about the indirect.
But at this stage, I'm sure our listeners know how to use the verb ascoltare correctly.
I am sure they do. Right, we've gone through quite a lot in this explanation of the subjunctive. We'll be seeing more examples of this in future lessons, but I think it's now time to put some of this into practice with our conversation. And we'll do that after the break.
Okay.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break Italian Season 3, we are also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your Italian.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode in which we'll go through every detail of the dialogues, and a third episode for each lesson in which Francesca will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the lesson topic. Of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakitalian.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, Francesca, tell us about our conversation for today.
Okay, so today we are in a shop where we can hear a customer who is trying to find the right present for his mum's birthday.
Okay, and I'm guessing that there might be one or two subjunctives in here?
Sì, good guess, Mark. We have a lot of opinions going on, probabilities, verbs of wanting, because obviously this customer is buying something, so he wants something. So a lot of triggers for the subjunctive in general.
Ok, ascoltiamo la conversazione.
Buongiorno, posso esserle d'aiuto?
Buongiorno, avrei bisogno di un consiglio. Fra due giorni è il compleanno di mia madre, ma non saprei cosa regalarle.
Vediamo un po', allora. Un foulard?
È una bella idea, ma penso che ne abbia già parecchi.
Che ne dice di un buon profumo?
Mi pare che non metta profumi. È allergica.
Ah, capisco. Non è facile.
Lo so.
Forse un rossetto di una buona marca.
Credo che non le piacciano i rossetti e i trucchi in generale. È sempre stata una donna acqua e sapone.
Volevo proporle un mascara resistente all'acqua, ma a questo punto dubito che faccia il caso suo. Se ho capito bene, escludiamo sia i trucchi che i profumi.
Sì, se glielo regalo, È probabile che lei all'inizio faccia finta di essere al settimo cielo e poi lo lasci in un cassetto per anni.
Ah, no, è importante che un regalo renda felice la persona che lo riceve e soprattutto è fondamentale che lo usi, altrimenti che senso ha?
Sono d'accordo.
Lei crede che un braccialetto d'oro fine fine possa essere un'opzione?
Ho paura che si arrabbi. Mia madre dice sempre di non spendere soldi per lei.
Tutte le mamme sono così, anche la mia è uguale. Lei pensa sempre di non meritare niente.
E invece, con tutto quello che fanno per noi, si meriterebbero di tutto e di più. Sa, questo è un compleanno importante per mia madre e voglio che lei senta l'affetto di tutta la famiglia.
Secondo me deve regalarle qualcosa di davvero speciale, allora. Qualcosa di unico.
Mi pare che ultimamente vada più spesso in palestra e si interessi di più alla sua salute.
Ah, questo è un dettaglio interessante.
Chiunque la conosca ha notato questo cambiamento nel suo stile di vita.
Allora le propongo una di queste borracce termiche all'ultimo grido. Ce ne sono di tutti i colori ed è un accessorio che non può mancare nella borsa per la palestra.
Anche a me piacciono un sacco queste bottiglie riutilizzabili, ma mia madre ne avrà già una decina. Penso che abbia una sorta di ossessione per questo oggetto.
Credo di capire bene, anche mia sorella è un po' così. Anzi, è probabile che ne compri una proprio oggi, perché è andata alla fiera del fitness di Rimini. Ovunque vada, lei torna a casa con una nuova bottiglia riutilizzabile.
Ah, ho paura di non uscire più da questa situazione.
Aspetti, ho avuto un lampo di genio. Le regali un massaggio. È utile, non troppo costoso, può usarlo quando vuole e soprattutto non occupa spazio.
Mi sembra un'idea azzeccatissima.
Guardi, ecco qui un buono da 50 euro per un massaggio completo più manicure al centro benessere Oasi Relax.
Secondo me è perfetto. Spero proprio che le piaccia.
Vedrà, non se ne pentirà.
I'm so glad they eventually found the correct present, the correct gift for the mother.
Sì, iniziavamo a preoccuparci un pochino.
Okay, so what has been happening in this conversation? Can you summarize it in English for us?
Sì, as we said, we have a customer going to a shop to buy a birthday present for his mum.
And the shopkeeper begins by suggesting a scarf, but I think she's already got quite a few scarves.
See, and it's not easy to find the right present because the mom seems to be allergic to perfumes and she also doesn't use makeup at all.
Yeah, I think they suggested like a type of mascara.
See.
But then I think the customer was concerned that she would say, oh, that's lovely, thank you very much, but then leave it lying in the drawer forever.
Sì, è vero. And the shop assistant rightly stresses the fact that a present should make someone happy and also be useful. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any point in getting someone a present.
Another suggestion was like a golden bracelet, but that didn't seem to go down well either.
No, because the mom doesn't want her family to spend too much money on her, apparently. Although the client, the customer, I should say, thinks that his mom deserves much and it's also a special birthday for her.
That's right. He then suggests a particular area which may give some inspiration for a gift, and that's the fact that she's been getting interested in her health and well-being recently.
See, that's why the shop assistant suggests a reusable bottle kind of thing. And apparently this is a must-have for anyone going to the gym these days.
The customer himself likes these bottles, but apparently his mum already has many of them. It's a bit like an obsession.
Yes, and the same is true for the shop assistant's sister, who happens to be at the fitness fair in Rimini. And she's very likely to come back home with another of these bottles.
Okay, so what did they eventually decide on? They did come up with a particular gift then, and everyone thought it was the perfect option.
Yeah, they decided to go for a 50 euro voucher for a massage. And it seems to be a good present because it's not too expensive. It doesn't take up any space and it can be used at any time.
So I think at the end, both the customer and the shop assistant feel that this is the perfect solution and everyone's happy. And hopefully the customer's mother will enjoy the massage.
Sì, speriamo. Tanti auguri.
Okay, that's almost it for this episode. We will, of course, go through the conversation in detail in our bonus episode. But before we finish, there's just time for ancora una cosina.
Sì, come sempre, la nostra cosina finale.
And what do you have for us today, Francesca?
Okay, la cosina di oggi, Mark, is something we have mentioned in a different series. I think it was in the magazine years ago, but it's worth mentioning it again because it's such a lovely idiomatic expression which everyone can use.
Okay, and that expression is?
A cavallo nato non si guarda in bocca.
Right, so this is the expression that is the equivalent of the English expression, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Sì, bravissimo.
And I think this would be the case if the mother was given any of the presents, she should just say thank you and not comment on it.
Sì, esatto, esatto. Ma speriamo che la signora della conversazione sia contenta invece.
There we go, a lovely subjunctive, Francesca. Speriamo che sia contenta. We hope that she is happy. Subjunctive there of essere. That is where we're going to leave this episode. We hope that you've enjoyed learning a little more about the subjunctive. It's been a long one, but we've covered quite a lot of important stuff in here. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, grazie mille e alla prossima.
A presto, ciao ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.